International film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
Oh, we were live when I did that, huh?
You were.
Fuck it up, fuck it up.
We were live when we did that too.
We the people have had enough, bitch. Anyway, hello and welcome to Off the Hook Radio 2.0 for April 11th,
2023.
There you go. Barbara Walters. She'll live forever.
When I'm looking over here,
I'm looking at the guys. See? Hi, guys. How's Rick?
I see. He's froze already.
Who's freezing? Me?
Yeah, you froze
I'm
already.
Freezing already?
No, you're good now, but you froze for a second.
What the hell did I pay all this money for the upgrade for?
I think you need to get a hold of your HOA person. It's their fault.
HOA?
Yeah, probably. But find a way to blame it on them.
I don't want to deal with them. Anyway, headline for today is Prancers. Yeah, well, we're going to talk about Prancers in a little bit. Wow. I mean, there's a Freudian slip there, Rick.
Uh-huh.
France's President Macron visited China. The leader of the third biggest NATO country met with Chairman Xi. And I have a hard time calling him President Xi since it's a communist dictatorship. So I guess it probably should be Chairman Biden from now on, too. Mm. Macron basically told Xi that France doesn't care about Taiwan. He also doesn't care about his relationship with the U.S. either. So there goes 250 years of friendship. You know, they were on our side against the British. Kind of went to hell this week. Thanks, Biden. So NATO's basically dead. Biden killed it. You know, all that idiot had to do was say Ukraine wouldn't be joining NATO 14 months ago, and there wouldn't be any war. No destroyed country. No China, Russia, India, Brazil, Saudi, and now France alignment. People keep worrying about China passing the United States for world dominance. I'm sorry, but that just happened. Thanks, Joe.
Well, it didn't just happen, but it finally is the straw that broke the camel's back. It's been happening, the buildup.
Been on the edge, yeah.
You know.
So if we can't defend Taiwan, China will own the semiconductor industry. You add that to rare earth minerals, pharmaceuticals, solar panels, and EV batteries, plus cell phones and sneakers. I'm sorry, but we are behind. So keep pushing the new Green New Deal, you old fool. Make China richer. Your presidency has turned to absolute shit, but your family will be financially set for generations. But my advice to you, Uncle Joe, you best get the grandkids learning Mandarin.
They probably already are.
Yeah.
Probably one of the requirements for the...
Yeah, Uncle Hunter is teaching them how to make money.
He's in Ireland with him, so probably. He went on the family vacation.
Yeah. We'll talk about some people full of blarney. Hey, should I go to 480 on my resolution?
No. Don't worry about it.
No?
Okay. No.
I didn't like that last 20 minutes last week when I froze up. It pissed me off. All right.
420, you just froze. So go ahead, flick to 420 while you're at it. I can't flick.
How do I do that?
I can just take the whole stream to 420 if you want.
How about you do it?
I can't. Not while we're live. I can't change anything while we're live.
Oh, can I do it?
You can probably change your camera.
Oh, it's under settings.
A little cogwheel on the bottom.
Live video, folks. This is what happens when you do this shit.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, you're a little blurrier, but let's see what happens.
I'm a little blurrier. I'm less devastatingly handsome, but maybe that'll be easier for people to concentrate on the show.
Well, there you go. All right.
You look like film now. You don't look like a soap opera.
I don't.
No, not your film.
You can still read fraud.
You got a haircut today.
Which one?
All of them.
Huh?
Which one? and these are my friends, people. You wonder why I'm a little loony? These are my friends. Okay.
We love you. We love you. I came home from a baseball game before it ended to do this radio show. So it was opening day, and I left the baseball game.
Who was the dickhead who bought tickets on a Tuesday?
You what?
Who was the dickhead who bought tickets on a Tuesday?
I wasn't thinking. I had opening day in the back of my head. It was opening day, and I've never been to opening day, so I wanted to go to opening day. And last night, my wife says, dumbass, you have a radio show. I was like, oh, shit, you're right.
The divine Miss M.
It was 6-3 when we left, so you know.
Okay. So we've got all this shit going on, and things are going to hell. But what are we focused on here? You know, to recover our momentum and maybe some American pride. Tranny rights. That's what we're focused on. It's getting ridiculous. Look at this. This is dating 2023. Small penis isn't such a big deal. I don't know, Jenny. I kind of wish you didn't have one at all.
this as much as I hate to say it, this is actually a meme that was back in 2022 because I posted it, and when it came up in my memories, I wanted to repost it and take off and make it a 2023 one. Yeah, I had the wrong year, so I was going to make it a 2023, but I didn't because I know how Facebook's been lately, and I figured they, because the word penis was in there, they would say, "Oh, that's vault or that's pornography."
I did not post that.
Yeah, I'm being careful because we still got 5 days in the slammer. You and I.
Mine says I only have 3 days left.
Well, maybe it is 3 days. I thought
I'm free.
Well, that's because you don't post anything but bugs.
I know more than bugs. That's snakes.
It stinks.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, and that this. Meme was that.
And this.
That, yeah. The meme was funny, but the violence and the hate coming from the so-called oppressed here isn't funny. The administration is making people with real issues. I mean, these people do have real issues. He's turned them into heroes. You know, it doesn't matter how many they kill or how many they attack. We have to shut up and worship at the altar of woke. And as I've said before, most of us don't care what you want to dress up as. It's when you bring our kids into it that normal people get pissed off. Trans kids have rights, say the sign. I've seen that all everywhere. Trans kids have rights. Trans kids have rights.
Well, every kid has rights. I mean,
how does a kid know he's a trans? He's 8 years old. Anyway, the same kids that can't vote, can't buy a gun, can't drink, or can't understand student loans, apparently, can decide to change their genders. It's absurd on its face, but the media bow to the altar of the woke tucked penis. That should be their new symbol. The tucked penis.
Gives a new meaning to TP.
There you go.
That it does.
He discerned his paycheck for the week.
Yes, he did. You come back next week.
Thank you. Hey.
I mean, I think finally they've gone a little bit too far. I mean, no, not killing Christians. You know, the left doesn't care about that. Besides, it was the gun's fault. No, now companies who want to maintain a good CEI score, which is the Corporate Equality Index, have forgotten who their customers are. Screw making money for the shareholders. We don't want the loons upset with us, is their mantra now. It's all part of the DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion crap that you hear about all the time. We'll get into the seriousness of that on a later show, but diversity isn't, equity is communism, and inclusion is only people that agree with them. So it's all bullshit. But we want to show you the effect of woke corporate governance. And we'll use the biggest example in the news, one Dylan Mulvaney. Yeah, him. We showed that last week when I was doing the tranny Trump thing. Bud Light hasn't posted on social media in 11 or 12 days since this broke. Their parent company, InBev, is fighting to get their stock price back up. And we've got to, now you see, this is 5 days. You can see where it crashed when this whole thing broke. And it started coming back up a little bit this morning, profit takers, and they announced a 75-cent dividend. So some people jumped in there, but it fell back again before the end of the day. Their market cap is still like $168 billion, but they've dropped $4 billion so far. So not bad. Fuck you, InBev. Down at the bottom of that thing, they say it's a long-term buy. But once you wreck a brand, recovery is damn near impossible. You know, let's ruin things over 0.1% of the population. Get woke, go broke. I will show you. Here, I've got this on my phone, so I'm going to hold this up here. See that?
Yep.
That's a woman. Mm-hmm. I know these days you have to say it. Her name is Alyssa Hinderscheid. She's the vice president of marketing for Bud Light. The first woman to lead the brand. Hell of a job you're doing there. they can't post. They haven't posted on social media in 11 days. Nowhere. Anyway, here's a partial list of Dylan sponsors. You'll note a few that make absolutely no sense to normal people. Pop this up. Look at this. Yeah, KitchenAid appliances. And we didn't put any of the, I'm just telling you right now, we didn't put any of Dylan's Instagram videos in here. I've seen most of them. I just can't take watching them over again. I didn't figure I should subject you guys to them. The KitchenAid one is just him flitzing around his kitchen, pointing to them. And then you got Bud Light. You've got Ulta, which is beauty products and hair for women. Kate Spade for women. CeraVe, which is lotion and moisturizers and stuff. I'm sure he needs. Urban Decay. I don't know what that is, but I think Biden's a cause of it. House Labs, don't know what they do. Nike, which is interesting because Nike had him doing exercise stuff in Nike gear, which included a sports bra. Dylan is not making the change. Dylan is just pretending he's a woman who sort of looks like Audrey Hepburn. He's not doing anything. He's got no boobs. He doesn't even tuck his little peener in the workout short pants in the video. Neutrogena, which is more facial stuff.
Skin care.
Svedka vodka, which you probably would need if you had to be anywhere around this doof. Instacart, which I don't have a big problem with that one. Instacart, it's shop at home. Everybody needs somebody to shop for them. And if you're a tranny and you can't get your makeup just right, you know, just order your damn groceries. They'll deliver them. Crest, don't get that one. Holy Hendrix, and don't get that one. The last one, Tampax. Okay. Why is a dude with a wiener, albeit a small one, doing feminine hygiene commercials? Why is Tampax paying him to represent their brand?
Well, don't they probably have one of those pads for trans people? Remember we did a story with the built-in
blood on it.
With the built-in blood, I mean, they probably sell it. It's probably theirs. I don't know. I don't remember whose it was.
But it's just disgusting. I mean, take that down.
Okay.
So, America's not happy with all this. So, what we thought we'd do tonight which saved me a lot of work because this shit was easy to find. Slimwood didn't have a lot of work because I made him put too many things on the computer boards tonight. But we want to bring you America's reaction to this, not just our reaction to it. This is America's reaction. None of this stuff in here is ours. This came from you guys. All right. This is the first meme. There you go. Gives pounding a tall boy after work a whole new meaning. You ever pound a tall boy after work, Rick?
No.
Oh, I did back when I drank beer, but I mean, you can't call it that. You can't call it that anymore.
I'm a tall boy.
Yeah, you're a tall. I mean, but I mean, pounding a tall boy after work now has a whole new meaning.
Sure does.
Yeah.
It's like the TV.
What's next? Oh, Anheuser-Busch has done a better job of getting people to quit drinking than AA's done in 88 years.
That's the truth.
That is true.
Well, you know what? No, it's not really true. They just made them switch
drinking
brands.
Something else.
They just switch brands. That's all.
Yeah, I was watching. I don't even know what tail show is on. One of the Fox shows. And John Rich of the
Big
famous
and Rich.
Country,
Big and Rich,
famous country group. He's got the Redneck Riviera. That's his brand. And he also has a bar in Nashville, and it's called Redneck Riviera. He had put out a tweet a few days ago asking people what he should replace Bud Light in his bar with. And he was on the show, and he said, until that commercial came out, Bud Light was the single largest selling beer brand at his bar. He says, but now nobody will order it.
Well, Budweiser has traditionally been the beer of the country, you know, of the country world, of the country scene. And then with women drinking beer, they're not going to drink full flavored Bud. They want Bud, you know, they want a lighter beer. So they drink.
Way to go, dumb bitch.
I get exactly where this is really going to hurt. I mean, this is, and keep in mind, this is all we showed was this guy's sponsors. Okay.
There's actually more than that.
Right, but Anheuser-Busch, I mean, you're talking Heineken, Landshark. There are so many beer brands were also, yeah. Oh, Duels, I believe, was another one that was, and that's an NA beer. I mean,
InBev, the company that bought them, has other brands also.
Correct. Which there's a lot of hurting companies.
But they
right
effed
now
up.
Over
they
this.
Effed up Bud Light, which is, you know, that's just horrible. What's the next one up? Oh, there you go. The queen of beers. I mean, the internet's full of this stuff. This is great.
Yeah.
What else?
They didn't disappoint.
Oh, here you go. I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I take it in the can. I mean, look at this dude. I mean, he's oh, welcome to day 365 of me living as a woman. I mean, he actually treats women terribly. I mean, where are the Me Too movement over this shit? This is a man abusing what it is to be a woman. He's making them look stupid. He's not like the professional drag show people who aren't child weirdos like Willem or RuPaul, who actually has some talent and really actually look like a woman most of the time, you know, when they have their makeup on and they have some talent. This guy has got no talent. He doesn't look like a woman. And who's supporting him? Oh, I loved it. Last night I saw Rowdy Gaines's daughter. What's her name? Oh, I've got a note about her later.
Daughter Gaines?
No, the swimmer. She was supporting women in sports. She was supporting women in sports, and she got, you know, she had all kinds of trouble with San Francisco State. They freaking attacked her. I mean, this little teeny weeny movement, which has exploded, is literally a violent extremist movement. Mm-hmm. But because the administration supports them, you're not allowed to say that. What's next? Oh, there you go. Just one beer, I'm going home. No, one Bud Light later, you can work for Biden. You know, your kids can still call you dad. You can still have your little swinging dick. But you can get four stars on your shoulder and $180,000 a year government job for encouraging encouraging child mutilation. There you go. Thanks a lot, Richard. It's a bag of Richards working for the Biden administration. What else we got? Oh, I know people will like this one. I don't like this one, but that's okay. I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, we better. Yeah, let's be careful because I got myself banned from Facebook for 30 days for a comment.
Yeah, I know people make that all the time. I don't believe it, but
I don't know.
Then again, his best guy friend in high school and college does look. Oh, never mind. Just move on.
Move on to the next one.
Yeah. Bud Light, before Bud Light, after one sip. Well, we know that's not true, but Caitlyn Jenner is actually somebody who waited until what? He was almost 60.
Yeah.
He waited until he was almost 60 to decide to do this. Obviously it's been on his mind forever. If you heard the rumors about this guy, this was a major thing for him to have snipped off. Okay. Just saying. All right. I mean, look at him. He's like the only he's the only white person a Kardashian's fucked in the last 30 years. did I get my point across? Okay.
Yeah.
I think so. All right.
Hung like a horse.
Yeah. But I mean, Caitlyn Jenner's a conservative Republican. She thinks this is bullshit. She thinks that women should stand up against this, that they shouldn't be allowed to compete with girls in sports, that it's ruining Title IX and ruining what it means to be a woman. And she still can't get any dates. So that's pretty much her spiel on it. Go ahead. What's next? Oh, the new logo.
The new logo.
Oh, the new Budweiser Clydesdale. It's so cute. It's adorable. Oh God. Would you buy a beer with that on it?
No.
And some folks have taken the memes to reels. I like this one.
As a drinking White Claw.
Yeah. Well, you think no, they were drinking another brand.
I know. I just was...
Yeah. Those are the guys that this woman
you should have just sent me your goddamn picture. I don't know why
didn't I like. No, it's all right because I can't wait to delete it from my phone.
Oh, okay.
All right. Oh, I mean that's a woman who hasn't been laid in a long time. Oh,
you never know, dude.
And then now we
never know.
Well, at least buy something that isn't strapped on. Did I say that?
There goes all our listeners.
It's Tuesday night. I'm rowdy.
Come on, man.
Fuck you, Joe. Fraud. Anyway, and we had the Kid Rock song in that last one, but this is actually the real guy. This is Kid Rock.
Grandpa's feeling a little frisky today. Let me say something to all you and be as clear and concise as possible. Fuck Bud Light and fuck Anheuser-Busch. Have a terrific day.
Yeah, wonder why I love Kid Rock.
Yeah, he don't give a fuck, and he doesn't have to.
No, plus he owns such a big spread up there in Michigan. He can just shoot into his own pond anytime he wants. Pretty fucking cool. And you know, after he made that video, he flew to Miami where he hung out with a couple of friends at UFC 287. There he is in the red, sitting beside Mike Tyson. You got Dana White in the front, and
that's what.
Yeah, some guy actually wore a tie in the middle there. What's his? Mm-hmm. He looks familiar.
That'd be Trump 2024.
Yeah, but that's a pretty badass lineup there. Dana White, the Trumper, Kid Rock, and the Iron Man. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. I just hope he doesn't put a couple of those two guys on his cabinet.
Oh, hell.
Well, we can make Tyson Department of Agriculture.
Kid Rock, yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Hold on.
There you got your Tyson hat on? I got you.
Tyson Ranch right there.
Yeah. Yeah, Tyson has a ranch where he grows weed, so I had to go on there and get us hats.
Dude, and so does Jim Belushi. I did not know this. I found a new show on Discovery Channel called Growing Belushi or some bullshit like this.
Really?
It's all with Jim Belushi from the Blues Brothers and Dan. They have their own, they grow weed, and it's called, they're selling weed across the entire United States. Funnier than shit. These guys are fucking hilarious with, anyways, sorry.
What show, what's it on?
It's called Growing Belushi. It's on, I'm not sure. It's on some. Yeah, just you'll find it. It's called Growing Belushi.
I've got like every channel.
Oh, it's on Discovery. It's on Discovery.
Oh, everybody's got that.
Yeah, it's on Discovery.
Growing Belushi,
and it's even funny. That's
Rick's writing that down.
It's fucking funny. It's on season two.
Rick needs to make extra money in his retirement. So
he doesn't need to make extra money. Come on, Harry Potter. I don't need to make extra money. He's good.
All right. So anyway, and of course someone redid the iconic Real American Hero ad. I got a kick out of this. Here we go.
Today we salute you, Mr. Budweiser head of marketing guy. Only you could take a beer and make it queer. Oh, no. 20 years of amazing ad campaigns, and this is where we end up.
Not gonna buy it.
What the fuck were you thinking?
Mr. Marketing Man, well, I already showed you the marketing man and the marketing man. It's a...
Yeah, show us again. Show us again.
Oh, I mean, you don't know. Trump calls Stormy Daniels horse face. Hmm. Oh, that's horse face without the boobs or the talent.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think Stormy's worse.
At least Stormy knows what the hell she's doing.
No, she had to. No, she had to pay back everything Trump gave her.
Well, I'm talking about her other career.
Nah, I know. I'm just being
the other one, the one that you sent me clips of with.
No, those are Bridget the Midget clips.
That was Bridget the Midget.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can send them to you too, Rick.
No, I'm Rick. No, you'll never. It's just something you'll never get over. It's
my eyes will burn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something will happen.
Something will burn.
You know, people out there, if you want to drop Bud Light, fine, go ahead. People are going to understand. At least normal people will understand, right? I know what you can do. Just quit drinking beer altogether. Go with something tough, American. It's been around for a long time. It's a quality product. You can always switch to Jack Daniels. Oh, maybe not.
Huh.
Yeah. Fuck Bud Light. I'm done with Bud Light. I'll just drink my Jack Daniels from now on like a real man. Now, we put that up because Jack Daniels actually has an advertising thing with RuPaul and the drag race thing. So,
well, the biggest problem with Jack Daniels that got them in trouble with this whole transgender thing is the fact that they're okay with the children going into drag shows. They wouldn't. That's their biggest thing. They're only it, other than that. I think that was their only downfall.
I don't have a sink here in my office because I have half a bottle of Jack Daniels downstairs. It's been sitting there for about 3 years. I could empty it out on camera, but oh well.
Don't waste it. At least drink it. I mean, don't buy any more. Don't waste what you've already paid for.
The last time I had a drink was St. Patrick's Day last year.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess it doesn't much
had
matter.
Had one Guinness.
That stuff's terrible.
AA is never going to see me. I don't drink. Although I probably got $1,500 worth of booze in my cupboard. I don't know why. People buy me. I used to buy expensive booze thinking I would drink it. I don't.
I have about 9 bottles of Captain Morgan's because I get like 4 a year for presents and I don't drink either. So.
Yeah, I got a thing of Hennessy.
Ooh, you can send that to me. Ooh.
I was 18 years old when I got it. It's probably now about 30.
Not opened?
No. I've got Johnny Walker Blue.
Can you stop at the lawyer's office and fix your will one more time?
Hey, I got something in my will. It's going to you.
I know. I'm saying add the Hennessy to it too. That's what I'm saying.
Right there.
I know. I know. I'm saying.
Trumpy, bro.
No, the hat. Sign.
Oh, sign.
Sign. Yeah.
And you should get the bear too, I guess.
No, that's fine. Well, you know, just leave it on the bear and then I'll, you know.
My son knows. He's my executor. He knows you got to take care of my buddy Slim if the old man croaks. So, so anyway. I got something figured out. Future Supreme Court nominees. I have finally figured out. You're going to be impressed with this, Rick. Mike. I know occasionally I dazzle you. This should be one of those times.
Okay, I'm waiting.
I finally figured out the definition of what is a woman.
And
thank God you did, because our own Congress doesn't know.
Future Supreme Court nominees can use this answer. Feel free. I don't put a copyright on it. Nothing.
Maybe okay? You should.
No, it's all right. So when you're up there and Lindsey Graham asks you what is a woman, because he doesn't really know either. I'm sure Lindsey Graham drinks Bud Light. for me. Thank you. That was good. A woman is. You writing this down, Rick?
It's written down right in front of us.
Okay. Shh. This is supposed to be like spontaneous.
I know.
A woman is any adult female or anyone that drinks Bud Light.
There you go. Ding, 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 ding. Don't even need a sound effect. You nailed it.
Zippy nails it. So once again, we thought Freudenstein should chime in. He encourages this crap. So we asked Rick's cousin Tony to arrange a quick call. And somehow, Biden never refused a Tony Two Guns request. So I wonder why that is, Rick.
I don't know what happened.
You know, I thought Tony Two Guns only worked for the Clintons, but maybe Biden or two. I'm wicked. Anyway, I called him up and I asked China Joe why he had had Dylan Mulvaney to the White House. Here's the response he gave.
Yeah, I had Dylan Mulvaney to the White House. We had some Bud Lights. I probably shouldn't have drank after my meds, though. I woke up in a bubble bath wearing a Nike sports bra with Audrey Hepburn doing wicked things. Maybe she could teach Jill.
You know, the press bitches, they can't get an answer out of this guy. And look at the answers we get.
Oh, yeah. What's her name? Got fucking reamed in the press room over that, too. She took shit from the reporters over the fact that they can't ever get any questions answered. What?
Cringe Jean-Pierre might get reamed occasionally, but it's her girlfriend. No, I'm serious, though. They are pissed. He doesn't answer any damn questions from anybody. And we get all this great shit. Oh, man. Anyway. So, Riley Gaines. Riley Gaines, that's her name. Riley Gaines' daughter. She's a swimmer at University of Kentucky. An excellent swimmer, an All-American numerous times. She's won a bunch of championships. She had to swim against Leah Thomas in the NCAAs last year. And she actually in the one race, they dead on tied to the 100th of a second. And they gave the trophy to Leah Thomas because the organizers in the NCAA wanted the picture of Leah with the trophy, not Riley Gaines.
Bullshit.
They stood on the podium together. Now, Riley Gaines is like 5'6" or 5'7". And what's Leah's real name? Swinging Dick Thomas. I don't know his real name. Is like 6'5". Okay. So, I mean, it was like this kind of thing. But mocking women leading to fame and fortune. That's what Dylan Mulvaney's doing. He's mocking women and he's making $1 million. Now, when you abuse what it is to be a woman or women's rights, you know, you went to jail, right? You know, Puddin' Pop guy, Bill Cosby, he went to jail.
Sure did.
You know, that Harvey Weinbanger, he's going to jail for like 80 years and he's like 70. They abused women. I don't see where this is any damn different. You know, LGBT should just drop the fucking T. Lesbian, gay, and bi. Okay, those people fought for their rights. We agreed with them having their rights. They weren't violent about it. They were just adamant. They were like, you know, they appealed to your sensibilities. And now if you're a hardcore religious person and disagree with it still, that's fine. But they won the argument. Okay? And I never had a problem with gay marriage. Other than I didn't think it should be called marriage originally, but, you know, what the fuck? It doesn't make any difference. They've got the right to suffer like all the rest of us. So let them get married. And that's cool. And there's a lot of gay people on Gutfeld's show. He has conservative gay people on all the time. They're normal people. Just they got a husband at home. They're not taking 2 month long breaks from their job to breastfeed babies and fucking up the supply chain of the country. You know, they're out there doing their jobs. But anyway, she went to San Francisco. And she did a San Francisco State University last week, and she did a speech about protecting women in sports, protecting their rights, protecting the Title IX stuff that they earned, the right to compete fairly and equally in collegiate sports, high school. I guess it covered high school too. They're just blowing that all up, putting guys in there. It's just horrible. There was a thing happened in Australia last week. They had a trans guy, unfixed. He just had his hair long, no tits, nothing. He's like 6'4". He plays soccer, and he seriously concussed a player on the other team, slamming into her. You know, but he outweighed her by like 65 pounds.
Well, there was a, I don't know if it was like a UFC, but there was a boxing match too, where I heard of, you know, where there was a man and a, you know, a transgender, and who hits a woman? What man? I mean, you don't hit a woman.
Oh,
I mean,
I'd be all proud of myself for that.
Yeah. I saw that. I was like sick to my stomach over it.
No. And I saw Riley Gaines on one of the shows. I think it was Laura Ingraham. I was waiting for Gutfeld. He was back last night. So I watched like the last 10 minutes of Laura. I don't usually watch her, but. Riley Gaines was on, and Laura asked her about this letter that came out from 40 female athletes supporting the rights of trans to compete against other women. And Sue Bird and Megan Rapinoe were the two big names on it. And Riley Gaines, I mean, this girl, I know she doesn't have any, but I'm telling you, she's got a pair, you know, she does. She's got some guts on her. She said, look, both of those athletes' careers are over. Neither one of them like men, so neither one of them is going to procreate. So neither one of them has a daughter to protect. I mean, that was awesome. I mean, 10 seconds of total freaking honesty.
We don't get enough of that.
Yeah, and she won't get banned from Facebook like I do for it.
Well, don't be surprised.
I'm telling you, she said, whip out something long and impressive. It's my Facebook violation list. So anyway, I think mocking women should not lead to fame and fortune. That is a terrible lesson for our daughters. It's a terrible lesson for anybody. It's not a good one. So I think we need a break here. This is for Rick.
Okay.
Me?
Yes. It's time for some funny cats.
Cool.
Hey.
Not it!
No, Jeremy, you can't eat that. Here's a massage technique I use on old bats like your mom.
Hey, Toby, what are you doing out here?
Oh, just talking to the man upstairs.
Howdy!
I am Cornholio!
Terry, I know it's hard, but you gotta sign the divorce papers, bro.
How could she do this to me?
Gotta hype myself up. Yeah! Did I do it? Excuse me, I was sitting there.
I'm allergic to myself.
Okay, Papa, I'm ready to work out.
You're 5 minutes late.
Wait, Papa!
First exercise.
Papa, please.
It's called Jump the Chump. So far, you are the chump.
No, not again.
Pick up the pace, pussyfoot.
Dinner's ready. Oh, ow, what the? I'm telling Mom.
No, it was a fly, Gary. Look, there it is. It would have gave you retriever fever.
Is there anyone on Earth as majestic as me? Oh, my apologies. I just got done bathing. Can you pass it to me through the door?
Wake up, Jacob.
Help!
You're sleep drowning again.
Help!
Jacob.
Help!
Oh, for fluff's sake.
Help!
Hey, Daryl.
Help!
Throw him in the litter box.
Fastest fluff, boy. Still fastest fluff, boy.
I got it.
It's mine.
No, I got it quartered over here.
So I wound up and I reared back and then I punched him in his fluffing face.
What kind of hairless kitten is that?
One step at a time.
I like the sleep drowning. That was
retriever fever.
And retriever fever.
I was watching your guys' facial expressions there in the backstage here.
I've seen it three times and it's still funny.
It is funny.
You like that one, Rick?
It was good.
Yeah, good. I made Rick happy. My life is complete. All right. And if all the stuff we've talked about tonight doesn't worry you, here's a true sign the apocalypse is on us. Check this out. The National Review Online, a reputable company. The Ontario Mathematics Coordinators Association has released an official statement responding to our report, which revealed its senior leadership believes the basic mathematical truism 2 + 2 = 4 is an expression of covert white supremacy. 2 + 2 = 4, covert white supremacy. Okay. There you go. Now I play poker. I haven't for about a month, but I do play poker. And one of the reasons I'm adequate at poker, not great, certainly sometimes good, most of the times adequate. I'm very, very good at math. Almost everybody who wins any money at poker is good at math. I think that will come as a total shock to my black and brown poker buddies that they are now white supremacists because they can do math.
Are you going to tell them that?
Yeah, I might.
You know what? You should take that tweet and you should put it on your phone. And when you go play poker,
it is on my phone.
Well, there you go. Show it to them, next week when you go play poker and see what they think about it.
Yeah, next time I see my brother Chad, I'll talk to him about it. He's the first one would understand it. There's another thing to wake you up. Just an aside, the American Medical Association just took sex off the official birth certificate form.
What?
Yeah, apparently the infant decides. You know. Doctor, you used to hold them up and go, that's an innie, that's a girl. It's an outie, it's a boy. No, not anymore.
Go ahead.
This is how far we fucking deteriorated.
Well, I know. But I'm wondering, is the only reason maybe they've done this is to help cut some of the red tape down the road when the kid wants to change their sex? Instead of changing their sex, now they haven't listed a sex. It might make it easier for them.
The child's 30 minutes old.
Well, no, I'm not saying 30. I'm saying when they're 17, 18, 19 years old, if their birth certificate doesn't.
If they're 18 or 19 years old, we don't care.
It's when
they're eight, I care.
Well, no, but this is, I think, just making it easier down the road for the people when they're 18 or 19 years old to be able to change or identify as a different.
I wonder how that would work with breastfeeding. No, seriously. I mean, you know, if a little boy baby breastfeeds, is he more likely to enjoy it and stay heterosexual? If a little girl breastfeeds, is she more likely to enjoy it and become gay? I don't know the answers to these questions. I'm just posing them. Send your emails to Rixie at facebook.com.
Or PogZip.
And he'll compile the answers and get back to us next week.
Yeah.
Anyway, this generation's a mess. Like, we didn't know. I mean, it's not just the rowdy or the weird music or weed or anything like that. And TikTok, all that bullshit. It's even worse. This current generation of professional activists and victims are really pathetic. Only 38% under 30 consider themselves patriotic. Absolutely abhorrent. I wish we could time machine them all back to 2019 and start over. But we've been saving this.
No. Jesus Christ. What? Not 2019. Then we got to live COVID all over again. Fuck that.
Well, just that.
Well, no, 2019, we tell Trump it's coming. He shuts down everything.
All right. Well, anyways, I'm sorry.
Just Chinese die.
I mean to steal your thunder, but 2019.
But I mean, 2019, the country was kicking ass.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Other than COVID.
But anyway, you've seen this guy before on global warming, but he's kind of summoned the generations up for us here. Got a clip.
Ed's generation and your generation. What the fuck? Men back in the days and men today. I think the reason why the Martians or whoever is out there hasn't come because we're not worth the shit. Why bother with us? True self-esteem has to be earned with scar tissue. If anything in my seminar offends you, blame your parents for raising a pussy.
He nailed it.
Love that guy.
Nailed it.
Yeah. So anyway, hey guys, you okay if we make time for a little bit of sex?
As long as it's not with Bridget the Midget.
No. You've got my clip. Go ahead and hit it. That rubber chicken never had it so good. Oh man. I mean, I know it was a little bit nasty, but I have heard about this once. We got to show them where I heard this from.
Say moo. For $20, I'll call the guy a chicken fucker.
Easy ride.
License and registration? Chicken fucker?
I laughed so fucking hard when I saw that this morning. I've never seen the movie.
You never seen Super Troopers?
No.
Oh, it's funny.
I'm gonna look it up because I'm gonna watch it. Now that was hilarious. Yeah.
It's goofy as hell. My son loves that movie. Hope he's watched this tonight. He'll get a big kick out of that one. I got a story about him coming up then too. So speaking of sex things, you know, it did occur to me, Slim. You know, he brags a lot. He thinks he has the world's penis record. But I just want everybody to know that my penis was actually in the Guinness Book of World Records for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, well, until the librarian asked me to put the book back and leave. So I guess you're really still the leader, Slim. Anyway, hey, among the three of us, we do know who's got the most valuable one, though. Yep. The Italian stallion.
That's right.
Here you go. There ain't no tucking going on in this show, baby.
This guy right here. Right here. And he has a vote that one other famous person doesn't. So keep that in mind.
He does have a vote. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Him and his fucking SAG card. Yeah. At his age, a lot of things are sag.
Ooh. It's not a sagger.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be a jack on the river next time I play.
You are fucked.
Maybe a deuce.
The deuce, I'd have won.
Oh.
There's only one card knocked me out of that tournament in seventh place or sixth place or whatever it was. It was the one you gave me. Yeah.
How convenient.
Yeah. Yeah. It's only been, 8 months? I'll get over it eventually.
Sure you won't.
I'll remember it.
Yeah.
By the time, that long already?
About 90.
Oh, well.
Get over it.
Well, anyway. You know how you get over it, remembering me?
Yeah.
Remember Eric.
Oh, yeah, Eric was just a month ago.
Sorry, Eric.
Yeah, no, that was for $500. That was a $500 entry fee on that one, too. That pissed me off. we've got this picture here. This is our stupid criminal of the week, I guess.
Well, stupid old lady of the week.
Yeah, there she is. There's our stupid criminal of the week. Missouri elderly woman accused of robbing bank for the third time. Third time. She has a history of committing bank robberies and once again was arrested Wednesday for allegedly trying to steal money from a financial institution in Pleasant Hill, Missouri. The Pleasant Hill Police Department said officers responded to reports of bank robbery in process last Wednesday at Gopert Financial Bank in Pleasant Hill. While en route, officers were seen given a description of the suspect as well as her vehicle. And once located, they conducted a traffic stop and apprehended the 78-year-old Bonnie Gooch. Put her face back up there. She looks like a Bonnie Gooch.
Just looks like a Gooch. Yeah, no, she looks like the lady, the little old lady from fucking the Goonies.
Mm. Oh, sicko.
The mean Goonies.
The mean one. Mm. She was taken into custody without incident. In Kansas City, Missouri, they reported Gooch was no stranger to getting accused of this type of behavior. In 2020, the then 75-year-old Gooch, when she was young and spry, was arrested in Lee's Summit for bank robbery and later convicted. Now, she was convicted in 2020. The news station said Gooch's sentence was suspended, although she was given supervised probation that expired November of 21. Okay, so she was on supervised probation for a year for robbing a fucking bank. Because, she put her picture up.
Because she's old.
Well, she's probably better.
That doesn't mean she can't be a mean bitch.
She's probably better off in jail. She gets three squares, a couple showers, and feminine products. So
they charged her with stealing or attempted stealing from a financial institution. Her bond was set at $25,000 for this last one. Obviously, it was a tense situation. But when the hands of an elderly woman came out of the car, and that's who was driving the suspect vehicle, it was a little shocking, said police. He went on to tell the station the department plans to look at circumstances in their entirety and determine if she needs any type of services. Put her face back up there. I know it's one service she needs. Rick, are you available?
No, ain't happening.
She's got $3,500.
Nope. And maybe $7,000.
Maybe. Just bag, brown bag.
Yeah.
Bag over her head.
Plastic bag, and then she might die.
Yeah. So she robbed that bank in 2020. She used a similar strategy, what she used Wednesday, handing a note to the bank employees. But they also reported that the 2020 criminal complaint points out that Gooch was also convicted of bank robbery 46 years ago in California.
Gooch.
So that would be 49 years ago now. So that's 1974. It's a long time in between jobs. Or maybe she just didn't get caught at any of the other ones.
It was like Ocean's 11. They had to plan it.
It took her 46 years. Oh, my God. So anyway, that's our stupid criminal of the week. Way to go, Karen Gooch.
One more look at her.
Bonnie Gooch.
She's ugly.
Rick's getting turned on.
You know, she should just start an only. She should start an OnlyFans.
She'll be her only fan.
elderly fans.
There you go, elderlyfans.com.
Yeah. You have any of them know how to work the internet? Hey, just as a little aside, we do have a clip of the Biden economy to go along with this story. Why people need to buy money.
Sorry, hold on.
There you go.
You were still talking when I went to hit it.
Maybe that's why she needed to rob the bank. You know, maybe she's sitting around eating cat food and shit. Huh. You know, she might be an innocent victim here. Well, sort of innocent. Not really innocent, but a victim. Anyway, loons are everywhere. I got a personal story here. This is my son's phone. Check this out. That's my son's screensaver. It's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, just fucking absolutely triggering.
Yeah, because you see, you know, my son owns about 800,000 rounds of ammunition and about 45 guns, but he's got an American flag on his phone. He was at the doctor's office last Thursday, and he's sitting there waiting like you always got to wait. And this 30-something, I think, blondie comes in and sits next to him with a mask on. And he went, oh, my God, she's got a mask on. So he knows what that means. So he's just sitting there, and he's looking through his phone, waiting for his turn and stuff. And after a couple of minutes, he closed his phone and went to the screensaver. She goes, oh, my God. And he asked her what. She goes, that's offensive. He goes, what? That. And she points to the flag. And he goes, you got to be kidding me. She goes, not all of us worship at the flag. And he said, lady, if you don't like this country, leave. And she goes, oh, that's what you people always say. Why don't you change instead of us? Well, the obvious answer to that was because we're not all dumb motherfucking idiots. But she was gotten so loud at this point that the lady at the reception called her over and told her to lower her voice and knock it off. She started screaming at her, too. So the woman got thrown out. She didn't get her doctor's appointment. But my son had his doctor's appointment and a good story at the end of it. Still not as good as his story at the gas station when the two black punks came at him because they thought he dissed their father.
What?
And they started coming at him. He just reached behind his back and he said, do you boys want to end up on a t-shirt? They got that. He turned around and went away. Best line ever in a tense situation.
That is actually a really good line.
Yeah. I raised my kids good. Yeah. So apparently his phone is a subversive triggering device. So these people are out there. We want you to know. These people are on the left. We're Spider-Man. We've got a meme for you.
We do.
Yeah, there you go. You know, I'm non-binary. Didn't you hear me? I'm non-binary. Means I don't identify as male or female. I didn't ask. You're a transphobe. Yeah. Thank God he's Spider-Man. He can dodge the bullets. These fucking assholes start shooting at him. But I mean that's the brain, the mindset of these people out there. It used to be racist, you know. You get accused of being a racist when you point out that you know, Jim Crow was Democrats, the people who lynched people were Democrats, the people who let Martin Luther King not have a gun and get killed were Democrats.
The majority of slave owners were black.
Well, but you know, you point any of that shit out, you're the racist.
I know.
Oh, fuck, do you do this? So anyway, Marion County, Florida had a triple homicide last week. Not good. The perps were all minors, as were the victims. 16, 17, and 16 were the victims. The perps were 12, 16, and 17, I believe.
12.
But the media, who the sheriff is obviously familiar with, and they perpetuate all the bullshit that we're inundated with day after day, was present for Sheriff Billy Wood's presser. He didn't wait for the question and answer time. He just told him. Check this out.
In the media here and viewers out there probably heard us in law enforcement or even in community events talk about what is the problem. And I'm going to go ahead and address the first thing. that I know it's going to come up. Because there are individuals out there viewing, and include some of you media, that want to blame the one thing that has no ability or the capacity to commit the crime itself. And that's the gun. These individuals committed the crime.
Sheriff, you mentioned the gun. Do we know how the suspect got a hold of the weapon?
Car burglaries.
Car burglaries. Ain't that right? All the gun laws we got in place didn't prevent it, did it? Neither will any new ones. Because here's the fact. The bad guy is going to get a gun no matter what law you have put in place. These juveniles shouldn't even possess a handgun. But they did. And I'll go back to you. Add your question. A simple burglary, as some people will say, but I don't consider anything simple when it comes to a burglary. The law allows me, I'll plaster their face up on this page, up on my page, up on media. I will hand it out if the law allows me, because parents have the right to know who their kids are hanging out with and preventing this.
Yep. Billy Woods still has a ways to go to catch our buddy next door, but the sheriffs in Florida are badass. Most of them. I mean, there's a few pansies and a couple of liberal counties, but not many. And, you know, Florida has got a concealed carry law now where you don't have to get the permit. Although I'm going to renew my permit because I need to carry outside of the state. I'm a guns rights guy, but I don't like that law. It's not as bad as open carry, because open carry just freaks out people. You know, I know we've got 360 or 80 million guns in this country. People who own guns own a lot of them. I mean, I don't own a lot, but I own way more than one. But you've got a situation where the people who don't want to have anything to do with guns, which is fine, that's their right, freak out at open carry. And I understand that. And I figure, why make normal, decent, law-abiding people who don't like guns freak out? But now you can carry them concealed, but you can carry them concealed without the training requirement that we used to have. And I still wish we had the training requirement. I really do. I don't want some Joe Schmo who, you know, like the trannies, you know, they get mad at every fucking thing. They're encouraging violence all the time. They go get a handgun. If they don't have anything in their background, they can get the handgun. You know, they pick it up, they load it up, they can conceal it, and they don't have to show that they have any competency with it whatsoever, and use it. You know, I thought the having to go through the course and stuff, the course was, you know, it wasn't exactly rough, but, you know, somebody who'd never been through it before would learn something. But the important thing about the course was you had to live fire the gun in front of an instructor.
Correct.
You had to show that you knew which end to point where, how to load a clip, how to safely eject a round. Those kind of things. And I think everybody should have that. But I'm not going to freak out about it. But, I mean, Gavin Newsom was making a big deal about DeSantis signing the bill. It's like, you know.
Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, who's got guns in California? It's criminals and rich people. That's it. Yeah. Everybody else doesn't have anything. So, anyway, I liked him. He's good. Typical sheriff in this state, though. He got some cojones on him. So this whole thing with him inspires a musical fuck you to compliment his rant on guns.
Bitch, I don't play. I'm petty and I'm known to throw shade. Hating hoes. Just go. Don't get cute. Just walk away. Girl, bye.
We should clip those last few seconds for the show. every time we have cringe Jean-Pierre on, we could play them.
Yeah, no shit. There you go.
Oh, I like that one. Slim, you got memes of the week, buddy?
We got memes of the week. Who wants to go first?
I don't know.
Let Rick go first. He got to see interview with Biden.
All right, we'll let Rick go first.
This is great. When I was a kid, these cartoons are the best. Not like this shit here. And he didn't have to have, you know, don't try this at home warning on it. Because we're not freaking idiots.
Like the snowblowers.
Like the snowblower. Do not use on roof.
Don't use on your roof.
Yeah.
Or like the peanut butter jar that says may contain nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I mean, I that one I love.
And so Dylan Mulvaney may contain nuts.
This is true. Here was the one I
put up.
I had one that I wanted to use for that would tie it into this week, but you know, this is stuff we've been talking about right along. I mean, this ties in more with last week, and this next song is called "Please Don't Mutilate My Genitals Because I Like the Color Purple," which very true. And yours, I actually reshared yours. I got you some likes and some shares by resharing your tweet.
It's getting reshared a lot off my ZipDip blog page. Yeah,
he's got that thanks to me.
Pop it up.
But here you go. Ready? Oh, I was trying. It wouldn't load. There we go.
Six years of investigation. None of his accusers have committed suicide. Yeah.
Nobody.
Tony Two Guns doesn't work for. He only works for the Clintons.
It's amazing how he doesn't have a body count.
It's amazing. You know, they bitch about his tax returns. Oh, we're going to get this son of a bitch. He's a billionaire. He's got this big company. He has to deal with mafia unions in New York and all this stuff. We'll find shit on him. We're going to get him. We'll go all the way to the Supreme Court to get his tax returns. What'd you hear after that?
Crickets.
Absolutely right. Crickets. Nothing. Yep. A guy overpaid his goddamn taxes some years. Now, he did have a great big write-off for his casino in Atlantic City that went to hell, but that was the law. He just followed the law.
Don't like the law, change it.
Trump's been putting up with this shit for 6+ years and killed nobody. Yep. Anyway, Slim, you got some advertisements?
Yep, first one. Don't forget.
So he's retiring soon, ladies.
That's our first one. Second one.
He's available for bar mitzvahs and.
He's available for anything. All right. Second one, commercial free music 24/7. Don't download the app, zoneoutradio.com. There's links there to download it or just listen right there. Real simple. And last but not least, make sure we are live on YouTube. But
I'm still African American.
I know. No archives on YouTube. They're all on Rumble. So subscribe on Rumble so that you can watch. Or check out the archives if you miss us live.
Yeah, a lot of people watch us on Rumble, but not that many subscribe.
Oh, that's all right. As long as they watch us, that's all I give a shit about. Okay. And once again, don't forget 135.
All right, it's time for my sweetest thing I saw this week. And, I know it's always babies or animals.
For what?
Or babies and animals. My sweetest.
They're sweet until they take their diaper off and rub the shit all over the wall. They're sweet.
Last week, you two guys hated my bagpipe musical interlude.
Oh, boy.
And I loved it. I love Lynyrd Skynyrd, and that chick playing the bagpipes just kind of was kinky in a way.
That actually might be worse than It's a Small World.
Yeah. So anyway, since I write this silly shit show, this is the sweetest thing I saw this week. This is the same chick with her friend, Freebird. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.